You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
Daai was jou sesenery, ek hoop het elke oomblik lekker sommer saam gedans hier op Motivational Monday. Maar nou eerst, dis so 9:31, het ek 'n baie belangrike gas hier op die lyn saam met my. En dit is Divan Passer. Good morning, Divan. How are you doing?
Good morning, Michelle. I am well, thank you. And yourself?
Very, very good. I hope you had a very good weekend and you're ready for this week.
I did, thank you. I hope the same.
Yes, a very, very busy weekend. You know, this time of the year, it's year-end functions, it's parties and school party, so yeah, it's very, very busy. But now this morning, I'm going to make time for you, and we are honored to have you on the line. I want to ask you the first thing, what motivated you to write your book?
So recovering from, like, when I realized that I was addicted to alcohol as well as depression, I started to search out for things, and everyone was charging me, but no one was actually helping me. And then I said, when I do figure out how to actually fix myself, I'm going to share that information freely with everyone else.
Yeah.
So that was the major motivating factor, to share information so that everyone can help themselves, because I think at the end of the day, we can only help ourselves.
No, definitely. Divan, how did you break the alcohol addiction?
So it was every year I would say New Year's Eve, I'm going to stop. And then eventually one year I just said, no, I'm going to sit down with myself. Mm-hmm. And I isolated myself away from my phone, TV, family, friends, and I just sat with my thoughts, and I realized that it was the alcohol result of the depression, which was the underlying issue. And when I realized that, then started finding out how to attend to the depression, which was basically the cause of the alcohol addiction. Yeah. And I just sat and spent a lot of time journaling my thoughts and going through it, and that was one of the major ways the addiction.
Yeah.
Willpower, increasing my willpower.
Yes. So what will you say is the major cause and the treatment of anxiety, panic attacks, and depression?
So basically, it's an overwhelming amount of... So in psychology, they have fight and flight. So most of us choose flight. In fact, it's been conditioned from a young age as kids. Overwhelming experiences that occur. We would choose, like for me, I chose alcohol, but people can choose TikTok, they can choose Facebook, they can choose eating, there's various other methods of how you can avoid experiences. So when there's a backlog of experiences that are stuck in our head, that creates anxiety, and anxiety starts with thoughts. It's the body's reaction to the mind which is creating the thoughts, as well as depression. Depression is just also from not voicing ourselves.
Yeah.
Voice ourselves. I mean, this is a major thing. If something's bothering us, we should be able to say, hey, listen, I don't like this, or please don't do this. And those are all part of the major causes of depression. It's just unresolved issues, files, basically.
And I also think people are so scared to talk about it. You must be more open. Get someone in your that you can confident in and talk about it. It's the next person struggle the same way like you. Sometimes you feel embarrassed to talk about it.
100%, because we don't want to see in society, it's like, you know, we don't want to be viewed, we want to be accepted, and we want to be approved of.
Yeah.
But the approval and acceptance that we actually seek is self-improvement and self-acceptance. So the thing is that us going to go and tell someone else, it's like saying there's something wrong with us, and then we don't want to go and communicate with anyone. We don't want to tell them this is what's bothering us. But if everyone just openly communicated and shared information,
Yes.
I think it would make a big difference.
No, I also think absolutely. So, what is the importance of meditation and how can one practice that?
Meditation is that head, just millions of thoughts that's just going by. And even if we have ideas, what if, and it's mostly driven by fear. So the importance of meditation is to create a silence in our head and so that we think clearly and we can see, because if there's too much chaos, we don't see what's happening, we don't understand what's our body trying to communicate to us. So the efficient way that I found to meditate is find a time, and it has to be the same time every day, because that's self-dedication and you're committing. And the more you keep that commitment, the more likely your body and your mind's going to play along. And all you're doing is focusing on one thing which is consistent, which is your breath.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, and everything you just be doing, we focus. But because this, the mind's going to say, no, we can't take this time, we have to do this, and what about making money or whatever it is? But 5 minutes a day is not going to take a lot of time.
No, you need to take that time for yourself.
That is good.
Now, Devon, I've read a copy A Basic Guide to Enlightenment. Conquered fears, unlock hidden memories, broke habits, and much more. Tell me more, where can we get a copy of your book if everyone else is interested in this book?
So the book is selling on Amazon, but
yes.
I can give you my email address. I'm sharing it for free because the idea was to share the information freely. However, Amazon doesn't allow that. So I can definitely provide my email address if you'd like.
Yes, you can give it.
So it's Devan, Devan, at CubanCU.
Devan, can you just repeat that, please?
Devan, Devan.
Yes.
At CubanCubanCoNnecition.co.za.
Thank you very much. If anybody wants me to repeat that, you can send me a WhatsApp to 0824141077. Now, Devan, any last word from you? What are you up to these days? What is coming in 2025?
I am busy writing a book about relationships. Relationships with ourselves and with others as well.
Yes.
On Facebook as well. I like to keep it pretty short because our mind does get distracted easily. So I keep my book very short. and then just keep on focusing on me and my development as well.
And then another question I want to ask you, Devan. If you write a book, where do you get the inspiration from? Is it from things that happen in your life, or do you observe when you sit in a coffee shop and you see things happening around you? What gives you that inspiration and that to write that specific subject, like you said now, relationships?
Personal experiences and then also observation. I love people and it's small coffee shops, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's mostly through observation and communication with people.
Yes. Yes. And anything else that you're busy with, let us know. What else is up your sleeve, Devan? I know you're very busy, a very, very busy guy.
I am busy, so it's mostly with building our company.
Yeah.
The tobacco industry. So we do those as well. And then I'm also, self-development, planning to travel. And my major goal is to eventually start a reformation center where I can assist people and they have the time to assist themselves, basically. Because life is getting busy, and if you can take them at 3 months, 3 months at all, and I can guarantee you the change would be a major.
Yo. I've read something about paragliding. What? How are you involved in the? Did you did paragliding yourself?
No, I think no, that wasn't. I'm planning on doing skydiving.
Yes.
That's sick. I feel that, like, you know,
something on your bucket list.
Yes, yeah, so like anything that creates within me, whether it's high or darkness,
yes.
I expose myself to it. And I feel the more you expose yourself to fears, the less you're controlled by it.
Yeah, that's what you said, like in your book, Conquering Your Fears.
Yes.
Go and do that and face it. That's the only way you're going to conquer that.
That is correct. So, and anything that, and I mean, like in my book out there as well, you know, it's like this example. If you're afraid, for example, of snakes, you
that's
go to
me.
A pet shop.
That's
you
me.
Know, you go, you're afraid of snakes, you go to a pet shop, and you just, even if you put one finger a day on that snake, eventually you'll say, hey, listen, I'm not afraid anymore.
Yo, that's a big one to conquer. That's a big one for me. That is one of my biggest fears, Devon, really.
The snakes.
Especially in Nepal. In this heat, every day on social media, I see one that is caught in somebody's house and in places where you will never thought of a snake going in.
And your mind will keep on, but you'll use that fear in order to.
I remember last week it was in somebody's piano, in their piano. Now just imagine, and I can't imagine. Playing that piano and this thing is coming. So yeah, that is a big fear. I must overcome that. I will come to one of your next year 2025. Please just don't bring a snake to one of your assessments. We overcome that fear.
I'll bring the small one. Just touch one finger at a time.
Oh, it was so nice talking to you, Devon.
And pleasure, Michelle.
I hope you have a very good Christmas and just go rest. You also take time to rest over this festive season. I know it's not always possible. It's also a very busy time of the year. But as you say, people must take time for themselves. Sit back, rethink stuff, meditate. So, yeah. And for you, I wish all of the best for 2025. And may all those other dreams that you have, your books that you still want to write, that's going to happen and you're going to be successful, more
Thank
successful
so
than you
much.
Are already.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Very much appreciate it. And I wish you all the best as well for the new year coming and have an amazing Christmas. So.
Thank you very much. That was Devon Parther. Thank you for talking to you and have a great day. Bye.
Thank you too. Bye.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.